My name is Amelia Hayden, and I proudly represent the Bigfoot FFA chapter in Wisconsin.
Perfect. So tell me about your project.
So my agricultural education SAE, or supervised agricultural experience, had three parts, as I like to think of it. The first part was working with developing ag literacy programs that were used in both my FFA chapter and through programs with the recreation department at my high school. The second part was working with our county extension program to put together a series of five workshops to teach middle schoolers in our county about agricultural careers that they could get into. And the third part, which was probably one of my favorites, was working with FFA members in my own chapter to help them develop agri-science fair projects for the FFA competition, fill out proficiency awards and other FFA applications, and being able to work with them in that facet too. So right now I am a freshman at the University of Wisconsin-Madison studying microbiology, and with that I would like to combine working on agricultural research and also doing some public outreach to kind of span that connection between the research that's being done in agriculture and what the consumer knows about it.
Through your SAE, what's something that you've learned or gained?
I would say the biggest thing that I've gained through my SAE are the skills to make connections with people. Like, when you're working with lots of students in a very small period of time, you learn that you kind of have to connect with them fast. Otherwise, you don't have any rapport with them, and they don't really walk around away caring about the content. So I tried to make connections with them quickly, and that is one of the biggest skills that I'll take away.
Perfect. And what advice would you have for members who want to follow your footsteps and do something similar?
I would say just start doing small things, even if it's volunteering for someone else's program that they're running. Just because you're not running, it doesn't mean that your time spent isn't valuable. And then as you learn more and more about programs, then you can step up in your FFA chapter and offer to run some of those ag literacy programs.
And you just won an award, so how does it feel?
It feels pretty good, although I would have to say that it is certainly not of my own doing. I have had so many people that have helped me get to this point, and they are really the people who deserve the credit and the award.